You are now standing outside the old castle kitchen, once the very heart of Gressness Castle. Down here on the lower floor, the air was once rich with the scent of freshly baked bread, fragrant spices, and roasting meat. The kitchen was large with four rooms, two heavy baking ovens, two brick stoves, and a spiral staircase leading to the floor above. And there, directly above the kitchen, was one of the castle's most distinctive rooms, the Oval Music Room, known locally as Runda Tunnan, the Round Barrel. People gathered there for music and conversation, while warmth from the kitchen rose through the floor. We're separated by just one flight of stairs. The year is 1834. Gressness Castle has just been sold. Sven Fredrik Selander hands it over to Colonel Otto Ulfsparre for 110,000 kannor of brennvin. That evening, a grand dinner is planned to celebrate the new owner. And the kitchen is alive with activity. Ovens blaze, bread is kneaded, and the pots bubble on the stove. But time is short. To speed up the heating, the kitchen staff resorts to an old trick, greasing the fire bed with butter. It works too well. Flames catch quickly and race up the stairwell, spreading through the upper floors of the castle. And perhaps now, the final chapter of the curse is being written. Within hours, the entire castle is engulfed in flames. It is the third fire, the last. When the smoke finally clears, only a ruin remains. A castle lost to the flames, just as the woman, on that long ago night, once swore it would be.